To play Family Feud today, we have Butch on the line. We have Kevin. They get to pick their partners. There'll be a third who will float back and forth today, trying to help steal answers. See what you can do. Butch is first here. Butch, would you like BB Shay to be in your family today, or Red Rachel? Or Biggie.
Red Rachel.
Sorry. Jeez, almost left you out, Biggie.
Oh, that's all right. Just practice.
Apologize.
Oh, no.
No.
Maybe it's, yeah, assume we won't have a floater. Yeah.
There you go. Red Rachel is chosen by Butch today. Kevin, you can have Biggie or BB Shay. Who you got?
Going BB Shay.
BB Shay is chosen. Just practicing. Okay, yep. Here we go. Here's what happens. Red Rachel, you and BB Shay will be captains here. I'm going to give you one of these survey questions. 100 people were surveyed. You'll shout your name when you know the best answer to this. And we have the top 8 answers on the board. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Here we go. 100 people survey. Name a job where you have to wear a uniform.
BB.
BB Shay.
Police officer.
Show us a police officer. Number one answer is police officer. That means you and Kevin can either play or pass that. Kevin, we will ask you if you want to play or pass a job where you have to wear a uniform. Police officer is number one. Play or pass it, Kevin?
Let's play.
All right, here we go. So you and BB Shay go back and forth. Red Rachel, along with Butch and Biggie, will try to think of an answer to steal and take round one. We're playing 2 out of 3. Job where you have to wear a uniform. Cop number one. What do you say, Kevin?
How about a doctor?
Show us a doctor. Doctor or nurse, number 3. Doctor or nurse is 3. Let's go to BB Shay. There are still 6 answers left and no strikes. BB Shay, what do you say?
How about a server?
Show us a server. Fast food worker or server. Fast food worker or server. That's number 5. Police officer, nurse, server / fast food worker. Those are gone. 5 left. No strikes. We go back over to Kevin. Name a job where you have to wear a uniform.
How about firefighter?
Show us a firefighter. Number 2 is firefighter. Our meet and greet contestant yesterday was a retired firefighter. Mm-hmm. Rather be a cop or a fireman, BB Shay?
Fireman.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's less dangerous.
Nah.
I don't know.
When it comes down to business time, no, but
yeah.
And the ladies love firemen.
Yes, they do.
Good point. That's a great point. I told you recently some firefighters came to my house because I had a smoke detector out. We do that. We called the firemen in, and they came with the truck, and my wife immediately put on her makeup.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guys were like, mind if we take our shirts off? No, go ahead.
Yeah, we have to flex before we come in. It's part of the job.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Okay, you're halfway there. Job where you have to wear a uniform, police officer, firefighter, nurse or doctor, fast food worker or server. BB Shay, it's to you with no strikes. What do you say?
How about a flight attendant?
Show us a flight attendant. What a great answer. Flight attendant does have to wear a uniform. It is not there. You have 1 strike. Kevin, now there are 4 to you and you have a little more pressure. There's 1 strike. Job where you have to wear a uniform, cop, firefighter. Doctor or nurse, fast food worker or server. What do you say, Kevin?
How about a judge?
Show us a judge. It's also a good answer. Would you consider the robe the uniform?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Would you rather be a judge or a firefighter?
Judge.
Me too.
Well, you're already so good at that.
I know.
God, I know. Yeah. You actually getting to judge would be...
Would that be the best?
Yeah. Really?
Would.
To be a judge, to be paid to judge people.
And you could be harsher if you didn't like them.
Yes.
Yeah, but you'd be so paranoid when they only got like 5 years and they knew they'd be getting
out
of prison.
After me. Yeah. Oh, Lord. That's right.
Yeah.
That would really worry me. I remember there was a judge a few years ago. He got in trouble because there was like a class watching in the courtroom, a high school class. The girl fell asleep and he just read her the riot act. And everybody was mad at him.
I remember that.
I said, good for you, judge. Got my vote. Okay, BB Shay, now you have 2 strikes, so you got a lot of pressure. They'll get a chance to steal if you don't come up with one of these. You're halfway done, though. Job where you have to wear a uniform, police officer, firefighter, doctor or nurse, server or fast food worker, BB Shay.
What about if they're in the military?
Show us! You're in the military! Number 4, soldier, military. So now we have only 3 left, and you have 2 strikes. Getting down to it. Kevin, if you miss, they will get a chance to steal and have round 1. Job where you have to wear a uniform, police officer, firefighter, doctor or nurse, soldier, fast food worker or server. What do you say, Kevin?
What about like a sports uniform?
Show us a sports uniform. You're a football player. It's good, though. That's really good. Okay, sorry. You have three strikes. You've done some damage there. You got rid of five of the eight. But Butch will get a chance to steal along with Red Rachel. She's the captain. Big E, you can suggest some answers to Red Rachel. The ones that are gone so far, cop, firefighter, doctor, nurse, soldier, server, fast food worker. There are three left.
Well, he said sports uniform, but I also thought like a referee.
Mm-hmm.
Also a scientist, like a lab coat.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what I got.
Ref and scientist. Butch, you can suggest to Red Rachel as well. What do you say?
Well, I know they said flight attendant was not, but I say a pilot or hotel staff.
Pilot, hotel staff,
maid.
Referee, maid. Mm-hmm. Red Rachel, it's to you. You can go off the board on your own, or you can take one of those suggestions. What are you thinking?
I really like both of Butch's answers. Because I have like working at a retail store. So, but I don't know. I'm kind of leaning pilot. I'm going to say pilot.
For the win, the steal in round one, show us pilot. Surprising pilots there in flight attendants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pilot is number six. Police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, soldier, fast food worker, server, pilot, mail carrier. They don't think about them much anymore.
No. No, because they can kind of wear what they want, I think, some now.
Oh, I don't know about that. I thought
if you have like a more country route, you're not.
They still have like the, postal worker shirts.
My lady does. My lady.
Hi, male lady.
She wears her thing. Chef.
Yes. Chef,
number eight. Good steal. Round one to Butch and Red Rachel. Still a chance, though. BB Shea and Kevin did well also. This time, the players, Butch and Kevin, will be the captains, so they'll shout their name when they know the best answer to this. Butch, you ready to shout your name?
Ready.
Kevin, you ready?
Yes, sir.
100 people surveyed. Top nine answers on the board. Name something. All right. Name something people do to relax after a long day.
Kevin.
Butch.
Kevin, what do you say?
Drink.
Show us. Drink. Number four is drink alcohol. Something people do to relax after a long day. Three answers. Beat it. Butch, what do you say?
I'm going to say nap.
Show us. Take a nap. Number three. So, Butch, you can play or pass that with Red Rachel. Which would you like to do?
What do you think, Rachel?
Oh, am I allowed to
say? You can, yeah, sure. You want to play or pass?
I would say pass. I always say pass.
All right. Okay, Butch is passing. That means that Kevin and BB Shea go back and forth here. Biggie, you and Rachel and Butch think of a steal. Something people do to relax after a long day. Number three is take a nap. Number four is drink. One and two still available to you, BB Shea.
Watch TV.
Show us. Watch TV. That's my life.
Yeah.
Long, hard day. I go home, complain to the wife about Biggie and everybody else. Then I'm
mostly
like,
Biggie.
How was Biggie today? Awful. Awful. How was work today? Terrible. Terrible. Oh, take me away. Throw on Mad Men. Give me a drink. Okay. Watch TV. Nap. Drink alcohol. Six still left, Kevin. No strikes. What do you say? What's something to do after a long, hard day to relax?
How about have a nice meal?
Show us. Have a nice meal. Not there. Okay. One strike now. That's another thing I like to do. All right, BB Shea. Something to do to relax after a long, hard day. Watch TV. Nap. Have a drink.
Take a shower.
Show us. Take a shower. Number two, bath or shower. Bath or shower to wind down. TV, bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol. Five left, one strike. Kevin, to you.
How about smoke a little herb?
Show us. Smoke a little hoochie-hoo. Number nine.
Drugs.
Drugs. That's number
what gets you through your day?
Drugs. So many of us are microdosing these days. So smoking a little marijuana is at number nine. Now you have four left and one strike. Something people do to relax after a long, hard day. Watch TV, take a bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol, smoke some hoochie-hoo. BB Shea.
How about go for a walk?
Show us. Go for a walk. Six, walk or exercise. Six, walk or exercise.
I'm going to step in front of this car.
and all of it.
Don't you want a joint instead? All right.
What gets you through your day? Drugs and the thought that maybe one day a car will careen off the road into me.
While I'm walking. Yes, that's where we are.
Yep.
All right, three left for you. Name something people do to relax after a long day. Watch TV, take a bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol, walk or exercise, smoke some weed. Three left, only one strike. Kevin, what do you say?
Maybe meditate.
Show us. Meditate. Not there. Biggie would say that's what rich people do at the end of a day.
Oh, yeah.
Or to begin. 15 yeah. minutes of meditation.
I mean, to me, if you're able to, quote, clear your mind, you're doing all right.
Yep, you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have two strikes. Maybe, Shay, you've played particularly well this round, I think. You have three left here. Must give one here. They'll get a chance to steal and win the game. Something people do to relax after a long day. Watch TV, take a bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol, exercise or walk, smoke weed. BB Shay.
Masturbate.
Show.
You didn't have to yell it. Masturbation.
Show us masturbation.
Damn.
Out there. I think that went along with exercise.
I
don't know.
And no one wants to, even the family food crowd doesn't want to admit to that.
That's right. Like,
what are you doing when you get home from work?
Beat it.
They put a spotlight on the one guy in the audience.
Yeah.
That's the only thing everybody did it.
Makes me feel better. Using my body like an amusement park.
Oh, geez. This guy. Okay. Now you have three left chances to steal and win the game. Maybe your strategy of passing will work, Butch. You're the captain, so Red Rachel and Biggie will give you some answers, some possibilities. Something people do to relax after a long, hard day. Watch TV, take a bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol, exercise or walk, smoke weed. Three left, Biggie. What do you say?
Hang out with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Also hang out with your pet, your dog or your cat.
Family, pet.
Meet friends after work.
Mm-hmm. Meet friends. Red Rachel.
Of course, I love hanging out with my dog, but I'm going to say, I'm going to suggest read.
Read?
Read a book.
All right. Read, hang out with pet, hang out with family. The choice is yours, Butch. If you get it right, you win the game and the tickets. What do you say? You can go off the board on your own or you can take their advice. What do you say, Butch?
Well, I had a couple, but I'm going to go with Rachel and say read a book.
All right. This is for the game, the win. You can go up 2-0 and we won't go to overtime if Reed is on the board. Very nice. Butch, you barely said two words. You won the darn game.
There you
right
go.
There. That's right. Stealing. See, I just said.
We just had this conversation.
I said players who play win. Then you pass twice and you won twice.
Yep.
That's right.
Nicely done. Two steals. Proved me wrong, I'll tell you that. Watch TV, take a bath or shower, nap, drink alcohol, listen to music, exercise or walk, read a book, scroll your phone.
I wondered about that. That's definitely now.
But I don't know that that's relaxing.
Yeah.
It's less relaxing, but people do it, of course. That's it.